So we just read Luke 13, 10 to 17, and now I'm going to rant. This is my perception of a large amount of people who claim to be Christian. These almost exactly are the kinds of ideas I hear from their mouths, their social networking posts, and their politics. They go like this: get off my lawn. Well, that's my stuff. How dare you say that about me? You can't have that because you're less than I am. If you have that, then I won't think that what I have is special. Your kind of love, that isn't acceptable. You're persecuting me because you don't want me to persecute you. Yeah, they're here illegally. That's all there is to it. God would want me to stand my ground. My religion doesn't allow me to serve you. My religion is the best one. Yours is inferior. My beliefs are the only ones that are valid. Your ideas aren't even worthwhile. And even I'm better than you are. And it makes me sick. I know that it's not all Christians that say that, and I really wish it wasn't most. And maybe I should temper that, but it just feels like it's most. Maybe that's because what you see on the news. Maybe so many people who claim to be Christian do those kinds of things, but I see it all over the place from people who say, I'm a Christian, and I don't want to be associated with any of that poison at all. Sometimes I wonder if folks who live for justice and kindness and try to live out the rule of love God and love one another first and stay away from all of this garbage, we should have a different name for it, because it seems like the name Christian has been taken over. They're lawbreakers. They're in the country illegally. You know, if a law is unjust, then working to overturn, protesting, or even breaking that law is really the only moral choice one has. And I know we can take that to the nth degree, and anybody with any opinion, any religious thought can say, well, this is a wrong law, so I'm protesting it by doing these things. But I guess our protests have to be worked in with those laws of loving God and loving one another and not doing these awful things. Jesus noticed that. He noticed a woman who was unable to stand up straight for 18 years. And while knowing that the rules of conduct for what was allowed and not allowed on the Sabbath, Jesus healed the woman. What he did was against the detailed rule structure, laws relating to the Sabbath. So Jesus was a lawbreaker, and that should be the end of it, right? No more debate about anything else related. Jesus broke the law, and that was wrong, right? No, wrong. A socially justice Jesus, socially something. A socially progressive Jesus follower named Tech Sample. He's not a young man at all. He's over 80 years old, and in 2014 he engaged in a protest on government property, and they had worked out a process by which they would be arrested, and there just was a trial. They were actually put on trial for obstructing government function. It was a big charge. They were finally just convicted of trespassing and let go with a fine. The trial was just this last week. But even that, they engaged in a protest, and I don't even remember what the cause was. I think it was immigration. So there's still more to go. They were lawbreakers for trying to protest unjust laws. Yeah, so it's more complicated than you broke the law, you didn't break the law. Jesus showed that strict adherence to the law while ignoring God's call to love God and to love everyone makes the law something that harms rather than helps. You hypocrites, do you know that on the Sabbath, don't each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day? He threw in a daughter of Abraham part there, probably to give a little more oomph to his argument that this should be done, but he didn't need to add there. And ought not this person be set free from their bondage on the Sabbath day? Following Jesus, being a Christian, is not about get off my lawn. That's my stuff. How dare you say that about me? Keep them out of here. Can't have that because you're less than I am. Standing your ground. If you have that, I won't think that what I have is special. Or even things like, you can't build that there. Jesus called the leader of the synagogue out on hypocrisy. It was better to do good than harm, and by following the law, in this case, Jesus was doing good rather than harm. And if he had followed the law, he would have been doing more harm than good. And the synagogue leader wasn't pleased. The synagogue leader, I'm sure, went in and started plotting more and more. How do we get rid of this guy? Oh, but the crowd, they saw it. They rejoiced at the wonderful things that Jesus was doing. And we have a call to continue to do the wonderful things that Jesus was doing. We have a call to do good. We have a call to love God, love everyone first. We have a call to attend to one another. We have a call to stay away from selfishness, stay away from entitlements, and move towards generosity and abundance. And actually, living as Christians, as Jesus followers, it's not simply about not doing what Christianity is not about. We do what Christianity is supposed to be about. We do what following God is about. Of course, the two rules, and then maybe some other guidelines. Like, do good. That's a guideline from this morning's reading. Jesus had an opportunity to follow the law and either do no good or really do harm to this person that he could change a life for. He chose to do good. And then from the Old Testament, one of the oft-quoted verses from Micah 6:8, we seek justice, we love kindness, and we walk humbly with God. That is our call. So what if we revisited that list of what a lot of people who claim to be Christian do? Instead of making it, don't do that, how about we turn that into some positive calls to action, like bring dinner to, or give a ride to, or become friends with an undocumented immigrant. Collect some of your best stuff and give it to a charity that will use it to help those who don't have enough. Not just the leftovers, not the stuff that's been sitting in your closet for more than a year. I know we can all do that. Take some of your best stuff or go shopping for some really good stuff and give that away. Turn swords into plowshares, weapons into art, violence into peace. This peace mural project that we're starting, it really started with an idea about literally turning swords into plowshares, guns, grinding them up and taking the pieces and putting together a peace mosaic. And that's proved to be a little bit difficult and maybe even more controversial than we want to get involved with because we've got so many different opinions on that. But out of that grew this idea, how about a peace mural for the whole community to see? How about something that the whole community can be involved with? How about something that St. Paul's can be involved with as a start? Get involved in our upcoming peace mural project. this one's hard, and we don't want to do it, and I come across opportunities to not do it all the time when I hear friends or relatives say things that are bigoted and racist and awful. What if we really took the opportunity and kindly as possible call out bigoted, racist, and just plain awful comments from friends and family right when they happen? Maybe have a cup of coffee and a chat with someone you consider to be an enemy or an adversary. Maybe invite a same-sex couple to dinner, or maybe invite anyone from the LGBTQ community that you don't get to hang out with and you wonder, would that be okay? Yes. Invite someone to dinner. Make friends with a Muslim person. The list could go on, and don't stop with just things like that. You get the spirit of that. When you see injustice, speak out, do something about it. Write a letter to one of the local papers or the online news resources advocating for a cause that helps those who have historically been exploited, degraded, or forgotten. Volunteer at the hospital. If possible, in this political season with a little more than 2 months to go before the elections, be a voice of reason and kindness in a world that's too filled with fear and rage. Love one another. Attend to one another. Refuse to be part of a system that exploits people. And not just refuse, not just don't do that, but forward thinking. Make changes. Call things out. Speak for justice. Do good. Seek justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God. It's our job to be God's neighborhood. And expanding on that, or using the words that really communicate that neighborhood, God's kingdom, God's reign, God's shalom, God's salam, God's namaste, God's healing reign. Amen.